Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Fred Davis. Alec Medford is with us as well. Tomorrow we will be at Globe Life, and we'd love to see you right there before the Rangers game. Tomorrow will be really awesome for that. We're going to get into a little bit of what Emmett Smith had to say last night. They had the Netflix series popping off, and that was an event. That was an event, and that is exactly... We're going to talk about Dak here shortly as well, but... Jerry said something last night.
Yeah, said a lot of things last night.
And one of them in particular was something he said on our show 2 years ago when we were out at Oxnard for camp. Mm-hmm. He said, when it gets slow, I like to stir it up. Because I want attention. I want eyeballs. When the news isn't happening, it's a 365, and he says this during the documentary too, 365 days a year soap opera. And it's, if you aren't relevant, if you aren't in people's eyes and ears, then you aren't relevant. And that's the way Jerry Jones thinks. And so that's why so many fans, and so me, so many other Cowboys fans out there are skeptical whenever a Micah Parsons contract dispute lasts this long, mm-hmm. whenever a CeeDee Lamb contract dispute lasts, and when Dak's, it's skepticism from us because you're like, okay, is this real drama or is this part of the manufactured drama that Jerry likes to do? And Jerry's like, it's almost diabolical the way he does these things. Think about this for a second. Last year, he tells Sean and RJ what he told them about. Look, I'll get somebody else to do this thing.
Ask these questions.
And that thing rode for 2-3 weeks, a couple months. Guess what? Diabolically, it worked out for Sean and RJ. They got more listeners. Their audience grew.
Oh, absolutely.
Because everybody wanted to know why Jerry Jones was going after. Who are these guys? And it helped them.
And Jerry came back a week later as if nothing ever happened.
Yes.
I'm just joshing.
I told boss man Gavin Spittle the other day, I was like, I think I started the media going after the Joneses because I asked him the are you embarrassed question years ago when we first got on. Guess what that did?
Are you embarrassed?
Yeah. Our audience grew.
Yeah.
And Jerry, we went back and forth. He hung around for 30 minutes.
Of course he did.
He did 30 more. He was like, all ears are on me right now. I know it.
Oh, he don't care.
30 more minutes. And then guess what? The next week, hey, Jerry, everything good? He laughed for 3 minutes and said, we got a good run out of that one, didn't we? Yeah, like he knows what he's doing. And again, it's almost diabolical because he knows the marketing that comes along with it, the publicity that comes along with it. And that's what frustrates Cowboys fans.
Adam Schefter, when he was on with RJ, Sean, and Bobby Belt a couple weeks ago, said that Jerry Jones is one of the greatest American marketers of all time. Like, forget just sports, but of all time. Like, in the history of media, marketing, you name it, Jerry Jones will go down as one of the all-time GOATs.
When he said this multiple times. When you sit down at a table in your doctor's office and you look down at a magazine, I want you to pick that magazine up and see something from the Cowboys.
Yeah, I've heard that.
When you open this box, when you grab a bottle of wine, I want you to think about the Cowboys. Those things are the way he sees it. And you know what? When you talk about the team that made the most money in revenue with their ticket sales last year, it was San Francisco. Cowboys were number two. Guess what? In San Francisco, Levi's Stadium, his other business legends runs their suites.
Yeah.
And so, like, he's got his, it's sprawling for him. He's got his fingers and everything. And he's got a lot of pots going there. But he knows at any point, if I say this, I can get a national story. That's one thing Newey Scruggs said one day. We were talking with him about Jerry, and he was like, I listen to it every time you guys have Jerry on. Because it's not a local interview. It is a national interview on a local station.
Yeah.
Everybody in the country is listening to Jerry Jones. Whether he's delusional, whether he's dead on right about something, they just want to know. And he has done a pretty brilliant job at that. Again, that's frustrating sometimes for Cowboys fans.
Now, when I got here a year ago, and again, I've said this time and time again now, after having been here and going into our second football season, that you really do, people from the outside, you can appreciate Jerry's genius, but at the same time, it is wildly frustrating when you're here because Jerry will tell you in the same vein, yes, I want to win. But when he does everything else when it comes to how he, I mean, he's a general manager in name only. We all know that.
Yep.
But when he drags things out the way he does because no other team does it with their superstars the way he does, it just makes you question, like, he really doesn't care. Because that's what so many people told me when I got here. They're like, no, he doesn't care. And it's like,
you want to believe. You're like, he
wants to win. I just heard him say he wants to win. And then he takes Micah Parsons, and this is what we're dealing with.
Emmett Smith last night on If It Shocks You, the Cowboys haven't been to the Super Bowl in the last 30 years.
Yes, it's still shocking to me. And you know, I'm a firm believer that we should be in contention every decade, at least one time in the NFC Championship game. We should be there at least three times because that's the hallmark of a true championship organization. And that's that legacy that I look for, and that's what I expect of our Cowboys. But however, it hasn't happened. Nonetheless, we still America's team, no matter how everybody looks at it.
Yeah, they still are America's team because of the marketing part of it. But that's what Emmett just said there, and Michael Irvin, they asked him, you know, what do you hope people take from this?
Yeah.
And he said, I hope people understand how close we were as a team. It wasn't just the talent that we were.
Yeah.
We were off the field connected, on the field connected. It wasn't just we were talented football players on a field. He was like, every team has athletes. But as we discussed with Pete Carroll the other day, what teams work together as a unit and know and anticipate and think the same way, and that's what those teams did. Psychologically, Jimmy Johnson buried them in that idea too.
Right, right.
And so that happened. And so that's and Emmitt Smith, he's been very vocal about the history of this team, what it was and what he doesn't see now, and how he and a lot of those former guys are frustrated because they know they built it. Their success built the star. Their success built AT&T Stadium, and they want more from it. Now, they benefit from it, obviously, because of what they did successfully. But when they see this thing, they hope that the story of what they did, this is an opportunity for Cowboys fans to kind of relive that moment, you know, of the success.
Reliving that moment.
But we don't really know. Like, we don't know. My kid doesn't have a clue what that was like or recently what it's been like.
You don't think so?
No. What year? There hasn't been an NFC Championship game. My kid's 17.
Well, no. What I mean is they don't know about the glory years, because I feel like that is one thing that, again, as a, you know, there was a joke going around that anytime you were around Rudy Giuliani, it was always 9/11. I feel like every time you're around Jerry Jones, it's always the mid-90s.
Those Super Bowl trophies. Makes sense. Yeah. No, I think I understand that.
And then, you know, one of the other things that Emmett said in that in that same bit was about how, you know, Jerry doesn't run, Jerry doesn't tackle, and Jerry damn sure don't throw the ball. And so he's like, you know, it's up to the players at some point to also put the onus on themselves as well. That's what we did. You know, we lost our leader in 94, and then guess what? We regrouped, and boom, we came back in 95. And won it again, or yeah, came back in 95 and won it again. And so, you know, I mean, that is one thing that Jerry does, I think, benefit from is that these guys, not only do they love up Jerry Jones, but they also love up the fact that, hey, we also did this ourselves.
Yeah.
And so they will throw the proverbial shade on today's players because, hey, we rallied, we did it. And we did it with, because for anybody that wants to say, hey, all right, it was Jimmy Johnson. We also did it with Barry Switzer.
That is a point of contention. Yep, contention that people will argue about forever.
Yeah,
it was Jimmy's team. Barry still had to coach. You know, there's so much back and forth there. They lost one year. They lost one year because Deion Sanders pass interfered with Michael Irvin and it was not called on the 2-yard line. Emmett would have punched it in. That game would have been over. The Cowboys would have ended up going and destroying the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah,
and was it Humphrey?
Stan Humphrey.
Like that team stood no chance.
Tim it would have Dwight been four with the kickoff, and that was about it.
But that's that. You know what? I let it go. Obviously,
I can tell.
Obviously, I mean, I've let that one go. I asked. By the way, got a chance to ask Michael Irvin. He said, "You're damn right. That was pass interference." He was one of his best friends, Dion. I asked Dion, he was like, there wasn't pass. I don't even know what you're talking about right now. There's no pass interference. I did find this. Dan Orlovsky, who Bobby loves. Bobby is a huge Dan Orlovsky guy. I don't know if you knew this about him. That's why we have the Dan Orlovsky full-size card over there.
Yeah, we do. I've always wondered where that came from.
Yeah, it's straight out of Bobby's collection.
There you go.
This is his second year in a row. He's put together and he's ranked NFL quarterbacks by trait.
Yeah.
Best arm, accuracy, et cetera, et cetera. Where does Dak Prescott stack up against the rest of them? What does he do well? 877-881-1053. What does Dak do well that puts him in a different category than other quarterbacks? According to Dan Orlovsky, it's one thing. And it's not even that great, evidently. Dak Prescott is 8th when it comes to mechanics. So he has, and this is a guy that he's looking for a smooth, repeatable throwing motion that doesn't change even under pressure. Now, that is very specific because Patrick Mahomes is not listed here. Now,
no.
Patrick Mahomes does not have great mechanics, but he gets the job done. And he can chuck a ball, all right? So we know that about him. He has a lot of different arm angles, and that doesn't fit this. He just said repeatable throwing motion. And I don't think Justin Herbert shouldn't even be on here. He's number 10. Justin Herbert has a bunch of different arm angles that he throws from, too.
Yeah.
And so, but he says Dak, with mechanics, he's 8th. He's the eighth best of that. Let's go to ball placement. Dak's not listed. Now, people will fight to the death that Dak Prescott, tight windows, he's one of the best at it. And those numbers, they do stand out. What I'd love is no tight windows. I'd love a lot of open windows. Wide open windows would be amazing. Let's draw those plays up.
Right.
That'd be really nice. And then whenever you have to have the tight window throws, occasionally you do. But he's got Joe Burrow, his ball placement is the best. He's got Josh Allen for arm strength. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Herbert. Herbert, when I watch him throw, the ball jumps off his hand. It jumps. It just...
No, he does have a big arm.
There's still a lot missing from his game. And that is the success for one. But just sometimes it is good to check down. You know, sometimes the right play is a different play. And
who's been his go-to guy? Keenan Allen?
For a minute. And then Mike Williams and Quentin Johnston. And is it Ladd McConkey is now the...
I mean, you hope so. You just wonder, like, who's been... I mean, and I get it, but he's gotten Keenan Allen at kind of the end. I mean, can you be a successful quarterback with a... possession type receiver, because that's what Keenan Allen is.
Mm-hmm.
Is a possession type guy.
When it comes to arm strength, was when it comes to decision making. Joe Burrow again, number one. Josh Allen. Josh Allen has moved up to number two.
Yeah.
Josh Allen for years was not great at decision making, but it seems like they really reined him in offensively the last year. And Lamar Jackson, I don't know. People weren't watching Lamar last year, I guess. Because people were still digging at Lamar, and I was like, I understand what you can say about playoffs, but that dude last year was
great during the regular season.
That was his best season. He was exceptional last year. Jaden Daniels, by the way, pretty much like top five in almost all of these categories.
I mean, how do you not, in just random aside, I mean, how do you not have Pat Mahomes in the top two or three when it comes to decision making? I mean, he should be in the top two or three outside of mechanics, because his mechanics are just different.
Different. Yes.
But how he's not in the top two or three of every other category is just insane to me.
Well, last year was a down year. And so I wonder if he's just saying.
And I'm glad you brought this up, because I'm gonna hammer our boy Gavin Dawson when I see him during crosstalk, because he said that he's not carrying that team anymore. As somebody who watches every single Chiefs game, name me their receivers last year.
You Xavier Worthy,
yeah, rookie.
Did Rashi Rice play?
Yeah,
most
for
the
first
season?
Three games, and they got his knee blown out.
Travis Kelce was overweight.
And slow.
He looked slow last year.
He was extremely slow last year.
And you know, he looked like he didn't care on routes at times.
No, I mean, you had a 35-year-old Kelce and a rookie who's a speed guy who was still learning how to run routes.
You got Hop.
Yeah, 80-year-old D-Hop.
Dude, what are you talking about, 80?
Yeah, might as well be. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
and who was a nothing burger for pretty much most of his games.
If he's so great, then shouldn't he make all the receivers better?
I mean, he made the chicken salad out of you know what and got him to the Super Bowl. I mean, the fact that we overlook that is just
Hollywood
mind-boggling.
Brown,
who was hurt the entire regular season.
And I'd never trusted
him. Yeah. You picked up Juju Smith-Schuster. Off the scrap heap.
He actually did pretty well for him.
As a possession guy, yeah. Right? I mean, that's the thing that people... And oh, by the way, it's not like your running game was all that dynamic last year.
And you're supposed to be an explosive offense. Well, like, so
that offense hadn't been explosive for 2-3 years.
So the Tyreek Hill marriage was everything
was fantastic for
Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And they're never going to get that back.
Well, the plan is to get it back this year.
When the Dolphins
No. I mean, because look, you've got Worthy, you've got Rashi Rice... People forget Rashi Rice.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Was leading the league in yards and receptions before he got his knee blown out. So, just saying.
All right. So, there it is. 877-881-1053. Somebody said Dak is basically Kirk Cousins.
I've been saying that for 5-6 years.
Dak is number one when it comes to negotiating bloated contracts.
He sure is.
He does the best interviews out of all the quarterbacks. Dak, there are some things Dak does well. It has not resulted in lots of wins. And that's the thing that's frustrating for the Cowboys in the playoffs, is that whenever it comes down to the time, the biggest times, it doesn't happen. Coming up next, it's time for Fair or Foul with superstar Fred Davis. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. I love our commercials, man. I really love it so much. Guys, don't forget that Thursday, G-Bag Nation, Jake's in Grand Prairie. We want you to be there because... Not just for, you know, hang out with G-Bag. That's an amazing thing.
I mean,
that's a
reason in its own right.
You get
there.
First off, you might get a chance to talk to Brian Broaddus. All right?
Maybe.
You might get a chance to talk to Gavin Dawson. You might be able to see Zach Woolchuk in all of his glory. All right? And then Eric Schiaffalo in his natural habitat near hamburgers. All right?
And in his Hokas.
Yeah. So those are the four things right there. And then on top of that, after they're done, Fan Phenom action is going down, so you want to be there for that.
Is Woolchuk hosting that? I feel like Woolchuk is hosting Thursday night.
All right.
So stand by for that. Eric did a phenomenal job this past Thursday, and you know Wooly's going to do a great job. And the band's back together. I mean, everybody's refreshed. Everybody's ready to go.
Dawson's over his staff
Dawson
infection.
Dawson got rid of whatever he had. Yeah. Lanced it himself. So, ooh. You know, don't recommend that, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, do not recommend that. But look, he lived to tell the tale. But just because he did it doesn't mean that you should do it.
That is true. That is true. Right now it's time for Fair or Foul with superstar Fred Davis.
Appreciate that, Mr. Corey Majors. You guys know what that music means. It's time for a little Fair or Foul. I'm going to read a story and or tell a personal vignette of some kind, and you two and the rest of the Fatties and Tolos will decide whether or not it is fair or foul. You know, I like to bounce back and forth. You know, sometimes we do things maybe a little obscene, a little explicit. And then sometimes I like to be a little doomsday-ish.
Oh,
okay.
What do you
and
mean?
Sometimes
like the defense, the Cowboys defense.
No. I usually my fair or fouls typically aren't sports related.
Okay.
Those I like sports fair or fouls. I will just say randomly throughout the course of a program. But this one, ladies and gentlemen, get your tinfoil hats out. All right, get your tinfoil hats out because it's about to get serious. A groundbreaking simulation. From a planetary supercomputer, now follow me here, folks, has calculated the exact point in the distant future when Earth will no longer be able to sustain life. It's a mouthful, I know, but the gist of it is when Earth will no longer be inhabitable. The model factors in changes in solar radiation, atmospheric composition, and tectonic activity. I'm sure there's a couple fantasy names in there. Predicting an inevitable tipping point in the planet's habitability. According to the projection, Earth will remain livable for humans and most current species for, quote, billions of years.
We're going to be all right.
But.
Alex got his hands up. He's
beyond that, rising solar output and runaway greenhouse effects will make the surface temperatures too extreme for water or life. To exist.
In billions of years?
Just calm down, Corey. This could be tomorrow for all we know. Okay. This process is natural and tied to the sun's long-term life cycle, not immediate climate change. This is about to get wild, folks. While the year in question is an almost imaginable 1,000,000,000, 2021.
With a B.
Okay. Hopefully the Cowboys should win a Super Bowl by then.
Hopefully.
The findings highlight how fragile planetary conditions are and the importance of understanding Earth's future from both short-term and cosmic perspectives, as well as getting free agent deals done in a timely fashion. The simulation also serves as a reminder that our current environmental challenges operate on a much shorter timeline. Hopefully Jerry's listening. Fair or foul? Earth will become uninhabitable by the year 1,000,000,000, 2021.
Fair. First off, you said this could happen tomorrow for all we know. And
again,
now you're telling me it could be a billion in 2021 years. Yeah, I'm dumbfounded, Bruce Bochy.
That's the bad look. That's
so
best case scenario.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Best case scenario
is that it exists a billion years from now.
It does.
But it doesn't suggest, like, is it saying on that date it will become uninhabitable, or
it's just giving us the
for
year
a billion years
it's just
it could
giving
be,
us the year,
but the rock will still be floating around.
It's just giving us the year.
Okay,
1,000,000,000, 2021.
I look, man, if I wake
what do you
up,
think the salary cap will be by then?
$1 billion
at least
per player. Every single one of them. Guess what radio host?
Do you think it'll be digital currency by then? 877-881-1053.
Isn't everything digital currency right now?
I still got a few greenbacks in my pocket.
Why
not?
It is off record. That's important. Do you take cash?
Dude, you don't like to keep a wad with a little rubber band around it?
Let me ask you a question, because you do other jobs.
Yeah.
When somebody asks you, what if I pay in cash? How much does it change
yes,
things?
It does.
It does?
Yeah, it
okay.
does.
I've always wondered
100%.
That. Like, and I don't know how much of a discount that gets you, but I feel like every time I've said, what if I pay in cash?
Oh, yeah.
It does change
oh,
things.
Oh, no. The price... It's more favorable to the person using cash.
From the 972, hopefully Jesus comes back before then. All right. So here's the thing. I guess we go back. We revert to this now, Alec.
Who comes back first, Kevin or Jesus?
877-881-1053. Or the White Sox. Do the White Sox win a World Series
before the Rockies.
This happens? I think it's fair
yeah.
that we're going to last that long.
Yeah.
All right? Not me. I'm not going another billion
something
years.
We don't, Corey Majors.
Man. Have you ever wanted to be a vampire?
Because no, I don't. I didn't even like the idea when they tried to make us vampires for our listeners.
It's not about drinking the blood. All right,
yeah.
That's not the goal.
Yeah.
But it is about, you know, having a little
living,
knowing that, you know,
living forever.
All I got to do is avoid the sun and a wooden stake, and I'm going to be
you
pretty
a True
good.
Blood guy.
I did watch True Blood.
You strike me as one of those.
It was a good show.
Okay.
Until like the last two seasons, and then it was like, what are we even doing?
What was that other vampire movie? Was it Twilight or something like that?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Classic. Love. Dude, Paul Reubens. Is Paul Reubens? He was in that.
Who? Pee Wee?
He's like, I can do anything you can do. And she was like, clap. And he only had one arm. Who was the question?
Are you talking about Pee Wee?
Yeah.
Pee Wee was in that?
Yeah, he was the one that he had gotten his arm cut off. And then he got stabbed, and it took him like 12 minutes to die. And even in the credits, it was still rolling, and he was still dying. And then finally he died.
I never got into that show.
That was the movie. That was the movie, though, not the TV show.
I
yeah,
didn't see the movie either. So fair that we die, or, well,
it's going to happen.
That's fair. But you're okay with the planet ending, or at the very least being uninhabitable in 1 billion 2021.
Alec?
It's fair, I guess.
This is one of those, like...
I don't know where to go with this. Like, because I don't...
Different places.
If I'm not here...
What do you care?
Yeah, what does it matter
to me?
What about
the little Medford? What about the next little Medford? The Medford generation? Huh?
Are they going to exist by then?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because maybe, like, you know, five generations from now, you know, they only have women, and then they go on to get married and have kids, and the last name changes.
Well,
so then it's just got, like, it's there in theory, but, like, on paper, it's gone. So then it really doesn't matter to me.
I hope there's a Davis walking the earth in 1 billion 2021. That much I do know. I hope there's a Davis out there.
Probably will be at least one.
At the very least.
I would hope so.
I grew up my whole life thinking, because my last name is spelled weird.
You do have an interesting spelling. What is that?
Well, two things.
What is that, Swedish?
One, supposed to be French, I think. But two, my great-great-great-grandfather.
Corey Majon.
Multiple greats down the line
yeah.
was a blacksmith in the army.
Okay.
Or he was Roosevelt's blacksmith, but he was also in the army.
Teddy or Franklin's?
Teddy, I believe.
Okay.
When he retired from the army,
yeah,
on his pension check, they misspelled it. Oh. And he was like, I don't want to tell them it's wrong because then they might not give me my check. So he just left their last name like that.
What was it? Just MAJORS?
We don't know.
We don't know what the original spelling was.
I could be related to Lee Majors, you know, because he spells it correctly.
The $6 million man?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The fall guy.
I would say it. I would say you were.
I'd usually try to say it. I can see like our chin a little bit.
But then
bit.
They see the spelling and they're like, come on. But yeah. But here's the thing. You know what? You might be onto something because if you're in Hollywood, mm-hmm. you're not spelling it M-A-G-E-O-R-S. You're going to spell it M-A-J-O-R-S.
Everybody would go, oh, there's a Lee Majors. Huh. That's what our old boss said.
Yeah.
Once when he read my name out.
Corey Majors.
Yep, that happened. Then Sean Shreve thought it was the funniest thing. I have no clue. I could be a Davis, for all I know.
Mm.
Who knows?
Mm. We do kind of look alike.
Somebody said we were thing one and thing two.
We did. And we're inversely dressed today,
that
too,
is
by
true.
The way.
I'm wearing gray shorts, black shirt. He's got gray shirt, black shorts.
Huh? Just saying.
We didn't even plan that.
No, did not plan this.
Thank you, Mike.
Did not plan this. So I say it's fair, and, you know, look, I hope that there's a Davis here on planet Earth when it decides to finally become uninhabitable. And where that Davis goes, we'll have to wait and see.
No, we won't. We won't wait and see.
No, I will.
We won't see
I
at
will.
All.
Okay. I'll be watching from up above.
Are you going to... Okay, I was going to ask, you ever thought about freezing your head and making well, and having future...
Who says I haven't already?
Fred.
My head hurts.
All right, guys, it is time now for some NFL overreaction or reality. 877-881-1053. We take some stories around the NFL and fair or foul them, basically. So here we go. Bill Belichick has gotten soft. Evidently, Jordan Shipp asked on with UNC.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Asked if he could miss team practice and meetings to attend his brother's graduation. Bill Belichick said, "Your brother's graduation, that's something you don't miss," and let him have the time. Overreaction or reality? Bill Belichick has gone soft.
No, I think it's an overreaction. A player asked Bill Belichick if he could miss practice so he'd go see his brother. No, I think this is, what do the kids call it? Emotional intelligence, EQ. Bill can't be the same a-hole in college that he was in the NFL. All right, because when you're a professional athlete, it's like, all right, like you're under contract. And at least that's what Jerry would tell you. So you have to, you know, like it's a different world then. Kids talk, recruiting circles talk. I mean, I just got the email today about how Rivals and On3 have combined now, right? And so
yeah.
That's a huge deal in the recruiting world. But these guys all talk. So something as benign as, hey, I wanted to go see my brother graduate, but Bill Belichick wouldn't let me do it because he's a jerk. Maybe the next five-star recruit hears that, and Kirby Smart says, hey, I'd let you go see your brother.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know? I mean, the most trite things could end up being what puts one guy outside of NIL money, but it's little things like that that I think factor into it. So Bill is trying to rehab his image a little bit with kids because they've heard about what a tyrant he was. Yes, Super Bowls are great, but also, too, when you have Tom Brady, that also factors into it. And last I checked, there's no Tom Brady's in North Carolina.
Not yet.
But we've seen.
This is really interesting because you like to believe that a coach has a certain set of beliefs.
Yeah.
And that Bill Belichick isn't playing a game with recruits in here, but that is the game. It is a recruiting game. But you'd like to believe that he's like, no, these are the important things in life. There's two things. A, Gavin Spittle does a really good job whenever I have family moments.
Yeah.
It's like, you take care of your family.
Absolutely. Same thing with my son. Shout out to Tim Collins.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a time whenever my second son was being born. My wife called me. We're filling in afternoon drive. We just started, you know, in March of that year, and we're filling in at Christmas time for 2 weeks. And we get to the very end of it. My wife calls and she says, hey, I have to schedule a C-section to have our baby. It's going to be on this day. It was the last day of my fill-in. And I go, all right.
Can you do it at 5?
I said, what time is it going to be scheduled?
Yeah.
She said, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, I got to be on at noon. I said, we can deliver the baby. I'll go do the show.
Yeah.
Show's only 5 hours long. That show was actually 2-7. It's like, I'll be back. I'll come back. And she looked at me and said,
snip the umbilical cord. Yeah. Boom, you're done. You're good.
She said, okay. Because my wife is amazing and supportive and I love her.
Real one right there, boys. That's a real one.
And then our boss at the time and Tim Collins said, you're not doing that. She will divorce you. It's a trap. And I went back to her and said, they won't let me work, babe. I decided not to.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm glad you finally came to your senses. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Take back that bell ring. Wow.
So I do always believe, and now some people take advantage of family, but I always believe family is like those moments in time you're never going to get again. And they're very important. I agree with that.
I had a therapist tell me one time that if we treated strangers like we treated family, we'd all be in jail.
Because we're so, I don't know, like, okay, all right, my sister. I used to whisper her name in the middle of the night to scare her.
Yeah.
I told her there were alligators under her bed.
Mm, see, there you go.
I made choo-choo train sounds because she thought
scared
of trains. Yeah, so.
See, so there you go.
Yeah, imagine you got a good point there.
Imagine that, doing that to a stranger.
Good point there.
What a jerk.
Overreaction or reality, the Chiefs have their left tackle problem fixed.
Reality.
That's it seems like tackle position has been, that's why they lost to Tampa in that Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes was Superman.
Yeah,
doing everything he possibly could, but they couldn't block anybody in that Super Bowl.
Same situation this last year.
And so you feel like this dude, everything I'm seeing from guys who scout players are like, they got a top 10 pick.
Josh Simmons, if Josh Simmons doesn't hurt his patellar tendon or whatever it was he hurt, ACL, patellar tendon, He'd have been a top five pick.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everything you want in a prototypical shutdown left tackle. And that's exactly what he is and how he fell to the Chiefs at 32. That's one of those things that happens when, you know, you've got a active GM and, you know, you go after things that are going to help make your football team better. All right. And part of that's because I'm a Chiefs fan. But the other part of it is that, you know, I would love to see the Cowboys do stuff like that.
They have an active GM that has a real, he understands what's falling in their life. He also understands where they are in the draft a lot of times.
Yeah.
You're not going to be up high because we're a team that wins.
That's it.
And so like, he understands a lot of those things. And so he has to build a team a little bit differently than a team that's like the Browns always in the top five picks. And so he's like, all right, where can I identify talent and hope that it lands in my lap? And that one did, man. That's good for them.
Well, and you've got to hit on middle round picks, right? Like that's and you know, you and I talked about it briefly yesterday. When you look at that 2023 draft class that the Cowboys have, I mean, it's a disaster. I mean, you've gotten one bona fide starter. Is it bona fide or bona fide? I'm gonna go with bona fide. You've got one bona fide starter out of that class, out of what, eight picks?
Yeah.
Okay. One bona fide starter out of that. And the poor guy in Damarian Overshown, and I was going back and forth with the texter yesterday because he's like, I'm tired of you guys saying that he's always getting hurt. Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but he is always getting hurt. I'm not saying it's his fault. I mean, look, it's not his fault that, you know, a player fell on his leg last year when he was having a career season. But unfortunately, that's what happened. And I had Norm Miller, a former baseball player, tell me years ago when we were doing radio in Houston. He said, is a player injury prone or is he prone to injury?
Oh, that's a good discussion. Because Chris Arnold and Kevin had a giant argument about injury prone one day.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure how that fell down.
And so a guy like a Damarian Overshown, is he injury prone? Or is he prone to injury?
Prone to injury. I will go with now until further notice.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's the only problem. I mean, again, last year that could have happened to any other player on the field where a guy fell on his leg.
Yeah. No, that's interesting. I'd like to establish a better definition for both of them at some point. I like this.
There you go. Feel free to talk amongst your friends.
It is bona fide, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
It's also pecan.
Like to say pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan Rican.
So just make sure you say it. Butter You're in pecan. Texas. The state tree is the pecan tree.
I like to call it pecan tree.
It's pecan. Yeah. So there have been a lot of texts that have been making sure that you understand this.
Nah,
overreaction or reality, Travion Henderson is going to have 1,000 yards rushing this year for the Pats.
Ooh.
He returned the opening kickoff 100 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And
does that count towards the stats?
No. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. But, like, they're going to run the ball, right? Like, that's what a Mike Vrabel team is going to want to do. They're going to want to run the ball.
Of course, the difference is, though, he's actually got a quarterback that can throw.
Yeah, and he's also got Ramondre Stevenson in that backfield as well, so I am kind of interested. He's an extremely talented back.
Ramondre Stevenson?
Henderson.
But they both
Ramondre
are. Ramondre Stevenson damn near won me a fantasy title a couple years ago. Now, he was dog-you-know-what last year. But that's because the team wasn't very good.
They weren't, not at all.
And I
do wonder, is 1,000 yards for a rookie, I think, is a great achievement.
It's a hell of a season, man.
I think we're bumping it up a little now with 17 for non-rookies.
Yeah.
That it's, hey, look, let's get to 1,200, 13, 14, and that number somewhere.
I just wonder if he can get 1,000 yards simply because, like you said, Ramondre Stevenson stays healthy. Like, if they both go 900 yards, I mean, that's 1,800 yards in the season for both guys, you know? And, of course,
that's a lot
of yards, man. For now, look, Josh McDaniels, jerk of a head coach, not a bad offensive coordinator.
I agree with you. He's a flake.
Oh, let him lead my fantasy football
team.
That
whole Colt situation
was a disaster.
He was the head coach for two teams. Like, that's... I didn't understand.
That tells you more about Mark Davis than anything. Yeah. I mean, he talked, I think Dave Edwards was the guy. I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head that was the GM at the time. He wanted to draft C.J. Stroud. And what's-his-face wanted Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, wow. How'd that work out?
Yeah. I feel like you understand that one.
So,
overreaction or reality, Jalen Milroe will start a game this season.
I think that's a reality.
You think so?
I could see Sam Darnold. I mean, now I say that only because I could see Sam Darnold getting hurt.
Darnold never gets hurt. Milroe would get a start?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't.
Interesting.
I mean, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, as I've alluded to, I've got plenty of addictive traits and personalities.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
That said, if you told me that Sam Darnold got hurt this year, I would not. Yeah, wait, look, Sam Darnold is having the run of his life right now. I mean, have we seen Sam Darnold put back-to-back years together before? No.
No.
So, you know, would he get? Would I be surprised if he got hurt? Or you know, maybe he plays poorly or maybe something happens? I wouldn't be surprised by that. So, mm-hmm. I think that's a reality. You turned your head.
Sorry, I don't often
caught your attention there.
In the midst of the show,
is Ramondre
while
Stevenson
doing something,
into the
I
show?
Don't typically let a fan text catch me off guard.
Yeah.
But this one from the 214, look, guys, you guys are starting to do whatever everybody else does in the world, lowering the bar for everything. A 1,000-yard season was good when there was 12 to 14, but we got 17 games now. Giving someone praise for 1,000, I think for a rookie, 1,000 yards is impressive.
Yeah.
Anytime it's a rookie, that's what I'm saying. I did say 12, 13, 1,400 yards for a 17-game season is I think, more important now.
Right.
But again, this game has changed to where you didn't have it. Then it went back.
Yeah.
It goes up and down like this because teams go, okay, hold on. We got to defend all these receivers. And then they go, crap, we got to defend the run now. And so it's back and forth with this. And with 17 games, yes, I absolutely think that veterans that are in good systems should be rushing for 1,500 yards. But for rookies, I give them a break and say, hey, if you can get a certain number, that's good. Sometimes there are guys that are better. Occasionally, you have a rookie season that's exceptional.
Yeah.
But I think a thousand yard season for any rookie running back is going to be pretty good.
I don't disagree with him. 1,000 yards isn't what it once was.
Right.
Now, you could also flip that and say, you know, how many bell cow running backs are there anymore?
Very good.
All right. I mean, yeah. I can name three maybe off the top of my head. Obviously, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs. Even though he's been in kind of a timeshare the last couple of years with mm-hmm. him and David Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we also qualified the 1,000, because the 1,000 yard mark is still the barrier, right?
Right.
There's still something magical about, and I would imagine too, from a negotiation standpoint.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to be a 1,000 yard rusher? Because last I checked, no one gets excited about 900 yard rushers.
Or 956.
You know? Or 996.
972.
Oh, I mean, if we have any NFL agents listening to the program, and I'm sure we got at least one or two, Dave Mulligetta, if you're listening, holler at us. 877. I'm not want to steal Bobby's guest, but 877-881-1053. I would imagine that that's a negotiating, an incentive barrier.
Yeah, I bet so.
Or line, right? Yeah. You want a 1,000-yard receiver? You want a 900-yard receiver? Okay, again, having an extra game because and look, we could do this exercise all day, right? Because now with 17 games, it changes what stats look like.
Quarterback numbers, everything.
That's the new conversation, right?
I still, yards are cool and everything. For me, it's all touchdowns. I want to know your touchdown numbers.
That's it.
Those are really important to me. If you're running back that's getting touchdowns, let's add it to the yards because then you were a bell cow, or were you a goal line scavenger? You know, everybody has a different story in the NFL. They all do.
If Travion Henderson getting 1,000 yards in a timeshare with Ramondre Stevenson, you'll take that as a win. No one's sitting here saying this guy's going to be the next Walter Payton.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is, hey, you get 1,000 yards, one, probably a decent fantasy year, B, probably four or five touchdowns to go along with it, and you probably got a New England Patriots team that's probably won seven or eight games.
From the 940, Fred wouldn't know this because of all his other addictive personality traits. I'll get excited if CMC has 951. Because I bet the over on 950.5. So that's smart. Yeah, I understand you getting
His
excited about something like that.
He expects a big year out of him.
He always,
year.
Yeah, I bet he always does. DJ Moore has been all over the place on the football field, lining up in the backfield from time to time. And they're trying to get him the ball in a variety of different ways because he's their most dynamic player.
I love DJ Moore. He is
their guy that they can do a lot of different things with. Quote, just be an athlete at this point. Just do it all and just attack it. Overreaction or reality, Ben Johnson is going to overcomplicate his offense now that he's not under Dan Campbell.
No, I don't think so. I was, we all Tolo here on the show, and I was listening to the morning show talk about Ben Johnson and how he would look this year, and are we going to find out whether he's legit? Yeah. You and I have talked about it a little bit as far as, you know, what's the Detroit Lions team going to look like? And, you know, Bobby made a great point as far as, like, you know, look, that Detroit team is good. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of great, I mean, they've done a phenomenal job of
personnel.
I got to drop the word phenomenal. I've used it way too many times. They've done a great job. Fantastic, superb job of drafting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That said, it's not like the Bears don't have good pieces.
Yeah, I agree.
Now,
and they got better this offseason.
What will that look like now that he's running the show?
That's the question I've been asking all year, is I have no clue if he was always protected by Dan Campbell. That was Dan Campbell's decision. I just called the play. Now that it's on him, is he going to be going for it on every fourth down? Is he going to throw all these tackle eligibles out there, or is he going to be like, no, I'm a little bit different. I'm not as risky, and I have no clue yet.
See, I think he will. I think it's going to be the same deal. I just think it comes down to the week-to-week in-game adjustments. You know, what's the scheme going to look like? And then as far as, you know, now that you're the guy, because to your point, it's a lot easier to run your offense and be that guy when you're not taking the arrows.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Andy Reid was on with Kay Adams and Up and Adams show, and he said, you understand, because there were so many close games, but that's the National Football League. I was proud of our guys and how they handled those. When it's all said and done, it's winning the game. We have winners, and they figured it out. I was proud of them. We don't listen to all that noise because we have winners. Overreaction to reality, Andy Reid's a liar because Patrick Mahomes hears everything.
It is a overreaction. Pat Mahomes has said it himself. Like, he's driven by the fact that people count him out.
He hears it all, and that's why he's a winner, is what I think.
No, and again, he comes back and has talked about, and look, we're going to see, and what's kind of gotten lost is you're going to have dueling documentaries going on.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got the Cowboys documentary that's getting ready to drop on Netflix, and that's on the 19th,
yep.
You know, celebrating 30 years ago. And then, of course, then you'll have the Chiefs documentary, The Kingdom, that's dropping on ESPN.
Celebrating now. Wow.
Okay, and of course, and I've said this before, Thanksgiving Day could go down, and I'm just going to call my shot now, will be the most watched regular season game in the history of national television.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
Chiefs and Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
It'll be a good time.
100 million people.
Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, let's listen to some Brian Schottenheimer as he's got a press conference rolling on in Oxnard next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.